At the Wilbur Wright Birthplace in Indiana, you'll find a nearly exact replica of the first plane the famous brothers got into the air at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina in 1903. This one would probably fly as well, but there's a good reason it is not. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer in Murfreesboro, Tennessee for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Held on August 16th, the event will be led by industry expert Missy Bauer, along with speakers from Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold. Covered topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live taping of U.S. Farm Report with Ty Morgan. This event is brought to you in partnership by AgriGold, Trimble, and Valent. Visit agweb.com/farmjournalyieldtour to find a stop near you.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In April of 1867, Wilbur Wright was born in a farmhouse just outside of Hagerstown, Indiana. That farmstead still welcomes visitors today. Jack Shank says the two brothers were a perfect duo to invent the first plane.
Wilbur was the thinker, Orville was the builder. So they matched up. They were never married, but they'd argue about stuff, but it wasn't a knockdown, drag-out type argument.
The site has a museum devoted to telling the story of the Wright family who once lived here before moving to other locations, including Dayton, Ohio, home of their bicycle shop. Here you will find a replica of that first plane. It's hard to tell it from the real thing.
It took him 10 years to build that plane. And the only difference in that one and the original is that has a Dacron cover on it. And theirs were cotton. And the engine has spark plugs instead of igniters.
The plane here could probably fly, but there's a good reason it is not.
He got out and was going to fly it. And he got out there and had the motor running and everything. He was getting ready to take off. And he shut it off. And he said, "I'm afraid I'll tear it up." Actually, I think he was afraid that he might wreck and get hurt himself, because those are dangerous.
You have to drive a bit off the beaten path to get here, but many do. Visitors who sometimes travel a very long ways to see this place.
All over the world. Hey, we've had them from, like I said, Germany, China, Russia, Japan, Poland. They come here from all over the world, and it's part of their bucket list. They want to see where Wilbur Wright was born.
The Holman Museum are open to visitors, a place to get a glimpse of the story of the entire Wright family, and most notably, the two sons who helped bring the world a way to fly. Traveling the countryside in Hagerstown, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.